Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Nelson Mandela's death last week at the age of 95 prompted a worldwide celebration of wise, unselfish, and transformative leadership. Not just for the time of South Africa's changes, but for our time and for all time. Our gratitude for Mandela's model of inclusion, forgiveness, and reconciliation reminds us that North Carolina has been blessed with its own Mandela-like, unselfish elder statesman whose actions and examples have transformed our state for the better. For instance, John Hope Franklin, who died in 2009 at 94, like Mandela, suffered the indignities that were part of growing up as a black man in the segregated South, and also is working as a young academic in North Carolina. Rather than simply writing off all of his fellow Southerners as irredeemable racists, he made us his friends and seemed confident that he could make many of us his allies, while he insisted on accountability and redress for the injustices of his country's racist past. He, like Mandela, projected a gentle and dignified manner, ready to engage and make common cause with his former opponents. The death of Charlotte civil rights lawyer Judith Chambers last August gave us an opportunity to reflect upon the importance of his role as a public figure. While Mandela was in prison in South Africa from 1962 to 1990, Chambers was on the front lines of the North Carolina civil rights movement. As a tireless and creative advocate, he made his mark in our courts, and he made himself and his family subject to death threats and bombings and arson attacks on his home, office, and automobile. But he always treated his courtroom opponents with dignity, and over time he earned the respect and often the friendship of his opponents. Like Mandela's death, William Friday's passing last year at 92 left a vacancy in the role of the state's wise and energetic public elder, trusted prophet, and pastor. Like Mandela, he earned his place through bruising struggles in the public arena, not always winning, but always looking for a way to turn apparent defeats into important and lasting victories. And even in the bitterest battles, reaching out and turning his opponents into friends and allies in common endeavors. Now, also on my list is a 95-year-old Billy Graham. Although some people have not forgiven his entrance into the divisive political battle last year over the amendment to the state constitution prohibiting same-sex marriage, but his lifetime example of tolerance, of racial fairness and inclusiveness, of openness to the points of view of the others, has led many of us to become better people. So when his time to leave us comes, I will celebrate his good life that, like Mandela's, inspired us to find ways to see the good in the hearts of people of other faiths and other opinions. This is D.G. Martin.